You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Hey, Bart,
10X.
You should think O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. They're close, convenient, known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. We're having some fun here. We're going to continue the fun because a lot of people want to sound off on this.
They missed us.
And then we will get into we got some football to get to. We certainly have that. We have the Deshaun Watson news or some interesting news on Deshaun Watson. We have our two-a-days continuing as training camps for rookies are opening this week. And Bart can tell you, this is not a fun week for rookies.
It's like
and next week it gets even worse.
It's like taking. I'm going to be a star. Good luck.
It's like taking.
Good luck.
So we'll get to all that, but there's so many people that want to sound off that I feel like let's get him involved because we've got everybody mad, either at you or at me, but that's sort of what we were doing here, all in good fun. All based on last night, not the home run derby, because let's be honest, that was a snoozer. And by the way, who's this kid they had sing the national anthem? This is what happens when you get a TikTok star because you're trying to reach a young audience and everybody else is like, what the hell is that? You know what I mean?
Alan, not TikTok. TikTok stars are the world, man.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe. You're
going to start buying your albums from NFTs.
Maybe you need, to sing in front of an audience first to make sure that you got, you know, this. It was not a great performance.
Don't end up like Black Planet or MySpace, be extinct, Alan. You got to evolve.
I have evolved. I just know my ears don't evolve
Alexis
to what
shut
doesn't
up.
It doesn't sound that good.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, I had to tell. I had to tell Alexa to be quiet because it's behind me and she listens to everything, which I don't like that either, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Listens never, to everything.
Well, they always
you
listening.
You and why is it when you and I go off on tangents on the show, I have ads pop up all of a sudden for what we were just talking about? Yeah. Never mind. We're on a tangent. We're just playing this game based off the documentary last night. The captain, Derek Jeter. Mm-hmm. Whose phone was that? Derek Jeter, who I think you could say he was never the best player in the sport. He was never the best shortstop in the game, but he was a clutch player. He was a winning player, and he was on the biggest brand in the sport in the biggest market for 20 years. And so because of it, and this is why I said Juan Soto, look at that. Aaron Judge, look at this, because this is the possibility. I still say market does matter with certain people. So anyways, Barr was saying that he's not really that big of a star outside of New York. And I'm like, wait a minute. If we played Family Feud, you know, top five answers on the board, name a baseball player. You're asking average Americans, not deep in the weeds sports fans. Average Americans. Name a baseball player. Just randomly name it. I say Derek Jeter will be one of the top five answers on the board. He says no. What do you say? 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. We go to the Bronx. We talk to Buddha. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? Welcome back, guys. Good to hear y'all.
What's good? Good to hear from you.
Hey, listen, you know, growing up, man, you know, I don't mean to date myself, but, you know, we used to trade comics. We used to trade baseball cards. And Reggie Jackson, you know, he had the candy bar. Mm-hmm. So I'm riding. I'm taking my daughter to work right now. She's listening to y'all. She's 18 years old. She's from New York. You know, she watched me watch sports forever. And you know what she said to me?
Mm-hmm.
She said, yeah. I know that Derek Jeter guy, Dad. She said, didn't he used to play for the Knicks?
Well, I was almost there.
Told
I was
you,
almost
man.
There.
90s babies, man.
I'll tell you what. They could have used them.
Oh,
90s and 2000 good. Kids. 2000 and 90s kids, man.
But I appreciate that, man. That's a good story.
I like that. Bring up Punky Brewster or something like that. They look at you like you crazy. Back to the Future. None of that stuff. That's why you can able to reboot
Small
this
wonder.
Stuff. Dad. Alf. That's why you're able to reboot all this stuff and resell it again.
Webster.
Because these kids ain't never seen it. George Papadopoulos, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it's true.
All right, Silver continue. Spoons, you know what I mean?
A lot of Michigan. Now we have Jerome in Michigan. What do you got, Jerome?
Hey, guys, thanks a lot for taking my call. But I've been a Tigers fan all my life. I remember the glory days. I'm 62 years old. And, but right now, I think about the only reason people go to Comerica Park a lot of days is to see Miguel Cabrera.
Miggy!
Miggy's a man right now. And I was just there a couple weeks ago. And man, every time that guy comes up, they got a special billboard out there that says how many home runs.
He's got 3,000 hits now, right? Where's he at for the home run chase?
Yeah, he's there's only two guys ahead of him that have more home runs, more hits, and a better batting average.
And I'm glad they gave him his roses. You know what I'm saying? Him and Pujols.
He's incredible. They actually won that game, which was awesome. But you know, he didn't get a hit, but he was great. You know, just seeing him. Just seeing a legend in his probably prime and getting out of his prime right now. But you know, we got to treasure him while we got him here in Detroit because we ain't got much else right now.
Exactly.
505 career home runs.
Cecil Fielder, Sweet Lou, Alan Trammell. Come on,
son. You got to remember, I remember the 68 World Series being in Catholic school and the nuns would have it on the radio for us. that was in the daytime. That was in the daytime. I got autographs of Denny McClain and all those guys, Northrop, Lowich, all those guys. I used to do card shows, go to them.
Love Sparky,
all the time.
Man.
And
it's something
and
crazy.
I love that stuff.
And it's something.
Comerica is a nice park. I don't know why we're
getting on this
tangent.
Tiger Stadium.
Comerica is a nice park, but Tiger Stadium was special.
I cannot believe they tore it down.
Park.
They should have made it a museum.
Elton John was just there last night.
There you go. He's on his farewell tour as well, speaking of legends.
Yeah, I didn't go. I gave my two tickets to a teacher at the ISD I work for. I have a handicapped child that's 40 years old, and I do a bus aid now, so I work with the handicapped kids still, and she just wanted to go so bad.
I gave her
the tickets. She loved it. It was awesome.
Freeze me a couple Coney dogs and mail them to the station.
We got some Coney Islands in Port Huron near me. I'm about an hour from Port Huron. It ain't bad. I love a Coney. I just had a couple the other day with some chili dog sauce.
Ain't nothing like eating ribbon flabbing and trans fat. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? These new whippersnappers want to go all natural. They dying at 30 and 40. We was eating lard and all that good stuff. We live forever.
That's right.
Hey, I'm 62 and I'm good. I've been eating, a lot of weird stuff all my life. Good,
builds up the immune system.
A lot of red meat all my life, and I'm still good.
Build up the immune system.
Hey, Jerome, do me a favor. Call back again, man. We appreciate this. It was great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Hey, you guys have a great day, man. I love your show. Take care, okay?
Thank you. Yeah, it's guys like Jerome. I just love talking to people like that, right?
See we like, representation from the D, baby, from Michigan.
Yeah, no, we get a lot of Michigan. I love that.
I love the fact that the girl that was it Jeremy, his caller early before, mm-hmm. It's like his daughter's like, I know him.
His daughter.
Did he play for the Knicks?
Derek Jeter. Did he?
Ain't he the dude that got knocked out in the ring by Logan Paul?
You saw me, right? You saw me? Like, I had a huge smile, like I had just got the win, and then he says that, it's like, let's go to Don in Nebraska. What's up, Don?
Hey, fellas, I'm not a big baseball guy, but I would have to say Cal Ripken Jr.
Yeah, the R man, Orioles finest, baby.
But remember, remember, I said last 25 years.
Man, come on. 20, 25, 28.
I said last 25.
25, 28. 25, 28. Come on, man. Let's round it up. I mean, I'm surprised nobody said Mark McGwire. They took over the country with with that race.
It is true. Thank you, Don. I mean, it is
Jose
true.
Jose Canseco blew the top off of baseball and took it to Congress.
Yes. That was 1 year.
He was a Bash brother. What do you mean? Jose Canseco, didn't he do a porno too? Stop it, son. Culture.
You're right. Most of America saw that. Mel is in Jersey.
Well, we had somebody that watched Sylvester Stallone porno. You never thought you'd find
that
person.
We did get a call from somebody that, Mel.
Hey, that guy's funny. Hey, guys, I'd like to say over the last 30 years, I think the two biggest franchises in baseball have been the Red Sox and the Yankees. So, therefore, you know Jorge Posada, Manny Martinez, Big Poppy, Derek Jeter. Over the last there's a few teams like the Cubs and the Giants and the Astros that have been making their way over the last 30 years. But you definitely know those names.
Jorge.
The guy, Albert Pujols, Albert Pujols, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, names like that, Barry Bonds, but you definitely got to know Derek Jeter because those have been the last, the two biggest franchises. Awesome.
But we're talking about top five. But we're talking top five. I think more people,
I think more people
in the country,
right.
Because people hate the Yankees. You understand? The Yankees are like the Duke of professional baseball. You just hate them. You know what I mean? You hate them because
you
they have
them,
the championship.
But
I understand that. But
you know Christian Laettner. You may hate him, but you know. Bobby Hurley, you may hate him, but you know Jay Will.
People adore Big Poppy. Pedro.
Yep.
Love him.
People adore Pedro.
They love him. Look at man. Look at his little fluffy afro, man. It looks so cute on the TV telecast, man.
Let's get one more, and then we got to get into this. This has been a lot of fun. We'll do this a little bit later on in the show, too. We'll get back to it, but we do have other news to get to. Tony in California. Let's finish it off with you, Tony.
It's got to be Mariano Rivera because he invented a pitch, or basically he established a pitch that even little leaguers learn how to throw it the way Mariano did. He invented something,
and
wasn't for him,
a theme song.
If it wasn't for him, the Yankees may have not won all those games that he saved, and it wouldn't matter what Jeter did; they would have lost.
So basically, you're saying that I'm right.
He's not saying you're right.
He has mold,
Tony. Tony brings up a great point, but I will say this. Thank you, Tony. We're going to finish it with this part. I think what I'm saying is different from what you're saying and a lot of callers are saying. What I'm saying is it's a name that an average person, it's the opposite of answer that. It's the opposite.
I don't know how people call me at work.
You don't have a ringtone, clearly. It's the opposite of the Mike Trout wouldn't be recognized in Times Square. It's the opposite of that. It's this guy, random people would say his name. Like, I'd even argue that if you were in Europe, where baseball's not really played, like, it's not very famous. Like, you can go to Asia, obviously, baseball's huge there. But in Europe, it's not really a big sport, right? Derek Jeter is a name that some people, if you ask, do you know baseball? Yeah, I've heard of baseball. Name a player.
So you're saying Derek Jeter. Messi-like. You're saying Derek Jeter is Messi-like or Ronaldo-like.
Well, Ronaldo and Messi were the best players in their sport, though. Like, Jeter was never at that level.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying it's a name because of all. I'm saying it's, like, am making everybody's argument. If he didn't play in New York, Derek Jeter wouldn't be Derek Jeter.
Can we end it with this? Can you give us your top five so then people can go against your list?
Top five. I'll give it to you.
The last 20 years baseball players. Okay.
All right. I'll give it to you. When we do 2 o'clock, we'll come back to this. I'll give you my five, and we'll see if anybody can argue with me about that, because it seems like I'm losing today, and that's all right. That's all right, because I'm still winning, because I'm hanging out with you. But coming up, we have interesting report suggestions of a potential how long the Browns might be without Deshaun Watson. We'll discuss that after Bart tells you about Straight Talk Wireless.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. I mean, really good. Actually, you should try it. So cut out your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speeds may vary. Music out.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spartan Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We've got your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Love the interaction, love the passion. We'll get back to that conversation, but training camp starting to open for the rookies all around the NFL. There's several teams now today.
Yeah.
I think Shefty had the list of all the teams that are beginning that are opening. So yesterday, what was it yesterday? It was
two.
The Raiders.
The Raiders, yeah.
And there was one.
And so you understand.
So today,
Raiders and the Bills.
Raiders and the Bills, right. Today, it's the Falcons, the Ravens, the Chargers, the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Saints, Giants, and Jets all today. And Breece Hall just signed, by the way, the second round pick for the Jets. He just signed his contract, so he's ready to go.
Do yourself a favor, listeners. Do yourself a favor. Have this dude... Pick this dude up for maybe rookie of the year.
Who?
Breece Hall. He's going to be everything
player?
That we thought.
Would you
Saquon,
say he would be a guy that you should draft in fantasy, Breece Hall?
I believe so. Jets have a much improved offensive line. They have weapons on the outside, and this dude is perfect for this zone scheme, getting to the next level.
Breece
one of the best.
Hall,
he was the best
fantasy gold.
Yes, he was the all best right. running back in college, and he's going to be everything that we thought Saquon was going to do and be on a consistent basis.
Wow. Okay, that's a big statement. All right. So we'll get into some two-a-days. We got two teams from the Giants' perspective, NFC East opponents that we'll get to coming up here in a couple of minutes. But there is some interesting news, Pro Football Talk reporting this. I have not seen our people on it, but I just feel like it's worth putting it out there because this is something we're waiting for when it comes to Cleveland and the Browns and what they're going to do. There was some thought that Deshaun Watson might lose as much as the whole season, mm-hmm. right? That the NFL was kind of... expecting that might be it, as much as the entire season. But reports now are that the feeling within Watson's camp and the players' union is it will not come to a full season. In fact,
of course.
Again, PFT reporting that one source believes it could be in the range of as many as 8 games, and Bart, as few as 2.
Yep. Listen, I said that.
What would
right?
be the reaction to that, in your opinion?
I think it'd be some outrage, but the fact that the woman settled and the criminal case said it, they didn't have enough evidence to suspend him or to charge him, I think opens everything up. And we thought with Ben, we saw there were 6 games and it got reduced to 4. So I mean, you have to kind of go with things that set precedent, and I think that Ben is kind of like where they're looking towards. And we'll see where it goes. But, I think that's the best case scenario for Deshaun Watson, who decided to settle because he didn't want to carry this on and continue to become a distraction. Now, I know that he still has open cases. But, if that's the case, then you have to really consider Cleveland as a Super Bowl threat, because I think that Jacoby Brissett can do a good enough job in the first couple of games. They have the Carolina Panthers and they have the Jets. And listen, for everybody out there, I understand how serious the allegations are. And listen, due process is taking place. So don't judge us on what we're saying. We're not talking about what he's accused of. We're talking about his effect on the winning and losing and the football aspect of it. And when you look at it from the football perspective, this is one of the best rosters that have been one of the best rosters in football for the betterment of 3 years. And you look at, Carolina, the Jets, the Steelers, they can be 3-0 with Jacoby Brissett, and the Atlanta Falcons, they can be 4-0, but they also can be 2-2. And if they're 2-2 and if they're able to just stay afloat with Jacoby Brissett with a tremendous running game and an outstanding defense, then, I mean, right there, they're ready to go. They're ready to go, and I think that they're a legitimate threat, because I think people forget how great of a talent this guy is. You know, we you talk about.
Well, no one's going to want to focus on the talent part of it, as you know, because of everything else that precedes him now every time he plays. And let's keep in mind, too. Yeah. So it's Judge Sue L. Robinson is the one that's at the helm of this investigation for the NFL. So she sort of is the one that's going to decide this. And there was a report also that if the league was going to hand down a full year suspension, that the Players Association and Deshaun Watson would then file a federal lawsuit to fight back on it. Now, the league could also appeal if they think the suspension is too light. Yeah, and they could also appeal that, and you know that could continue as well. So this is, you know, it's certainly not over, and it's certainly not something that has been decided yet.
Right,
but these reports about this sense that it might not be a full year, and at worst, it could be half a season, is very interesting. It is very interesting when you think about, you know, obviously where this how long this has gone on for, and now we are opening camp in a week with all the vets, so we're getting to the season now. And if you're the Browns, I have no problem with the Browns saying, "Hey, we need to know how long we have this guy for, if we have him at all." I'd like to know now, because if I'm the Browns, I don't want to. Don't tell me in September. Like, tell me now. I'd like to know now so I can either have Jacoby Brissett and then find myself like some insurance as a third string or a backup to Brissett. Let me make sure I've got some, you know, enough here just in case it doesn't work out if I'm not going to have this guy. Right, Bart? Like, if you said they have a roster that's really good. Bart, you're a linebacker on the Browns right now. Yeah. Aren't you sort of like feeling a certain way about, hey, can we know? Because I'd like to know so we can adjust accordingly.
Yeah, you owe them that. You owe the Cleveland Browns that, because, you know, they made a deal and you guys okayed and you allowed it to go through. So you owe them transparency so that they can have opportunity to make decisions for their franchise and to the betterment of the NFL. Remember, because this is an NFL product. So they need to know so that they can adjust, so they can put the best possible product on there, so that the ratings can be good, so that they can provide, you know, good games. And it all works hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. It is again. It is, nothing has been settled yet.
And it's nuanced. And it's super nuanced, right? Because we have to balance between the allegations and just the law, and what can be done, and what kind of punishments can be levied down, which is collectively bargained through the CBA. You know what I mean? So don't at us, because we're just telling you the reality. What you want and what you believe should happen, and the morality of it, whatever you feel, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the reality.
Just the facts here.
And the facts and how, you know, you can maneuver.
Yeah, it's just the facts here right now. And again, it's none of our people, I don't think, are on this just yet, but it is something that has been floated out. There are a couple of different reports, but one of them, because of the number, it's so wide, 2 to 8 games was something I was like, you know what? Let's just mention this as we're getting closer to the official opening of training camps. No doubt about that. But also, as we begin training camps, our two-a-days continue. And coming up, we dive deeper into one team. You talk about America's team. You talk about a brand that we've been talking about, the Dallas Cowboys. What to expect from them this season? We'll discuss that and more with you next. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Oh, God bless Glenn Campbell. Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Two-a-days as training camps for rookies opening up around the NFL. For the Cowboys, July 26 is when their training camp begins. And we get into the Dallas Cowboys right now, Bart, because They win the NFC East. Dak Prescott returns to form, you know, over 4,000 yards, over 66% completion. Like, he's, you know, on brand, I think, as far as talent-wise. But they lose at home in the playoffs, in the wild card, to the Niners. And some changes, because they have to with the whole cap situation. Amari Cooper traded. They don't pick up the option on Vander Esch, but then they bring him back on a cheaper deal, which was a smart move. They franchise Dalton Schultz, their tight end. They do bring back DeMarcus Lawrence. They do bring back Michael Gallup. But Mike McCarthy, let's begin there.
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy starts out as a guy that I feel like has the sword of Damocles above him. That Sean Payton is waiting in the wings to take his job once he fails. Yep. Do you feel like, as a player, that is something that the players are aware of and could be just something unnecessarily hanging over this team this year?
It's a dysfunctional environment. And listen, coaches are used to pressure, and not saying that he's a lame duck coach, but he has it coming to him from all sides. Because not only Sean Payton and him putting the Dallas Cowboys on his list that he would like to coach in the future. I mean, come on, man. Like I told you, Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles saw that one coming. You know, of course, he downplayed it when he stepped away from the Saints because he didn't want them to leave, think that they were leaving just because he wanted to be somewhere else. But also, you look at just from within his own staff. Kellen Moore, head coach and candidate. You know, bright future, all young, play caller. Dan Quinn. Like, it creates an environment where you can't trust. And sometimes it can be toxic because now you have Dan Quinn who wants to be a head coach. And if he's not trying to be a head coach for the Dallas Cowboys, he's trying to be one of those coaches that's in the conversation when ultimately maybe 35% of the teams are going to move on from their head coach. So it's going to be anywhere from 4 to 6 jobs available minimum, I believe, next year because somebody's going to fail, somebody's going to underachieve. And, you know, they're going to put themselves right out in the conversation. So now if Mike McCarthy's in this environment, is Kellen Moore putting a game plan to win, or is he putting a game plan together to make himself look like a young genius? Is Dan Quinn playing to win, or is he trying to take chances with these elaborate blitzes or these elaborate defense to show everybody that he's a genius so that he can get another opportunity? And all along, because for Jerry Jones, Sean Payton is the one who got away. Right, he's that girl that got away. Like, I can't believe I hadn't done that. He watched him become a successful person. Will Sean Payton want to come in and be Bill Parcells and kind of be able to shop for the groceries? And will Jerry Jones respect him enough to say, you know what, I would give you this type of power that I gave Bill Parcells because I look at you as his equal now that we've seen what your coaching resume has been with your winning percentage and your Super Bowl championship. And it just, once again, it's always something with the Cowboys. All along, while you're doing that, you're trying to figure out, hey, we just gave this quarterback a franchise deal, one of the highest paid players, but now we lost our whole right side of the offensive line. You know, Lionel Collins is protecting, you know, the second coming of Tom Brady in Cincinnati, right? You look at Tyron Smith, he's the oldest 30-year-old, a 31-year-old in the history of sports. Seems like this dude's been around since they were playing in leather helmets, and now he's always hurt. He can't be consistent. He's always up and down. And oh, by the way, Amari Cooper's gone and CeeDee Lamb is left to be the number one receiver. People also forget that Cedric Wilson is gone as well. So now you talk about that depth is gone. So can they really sustain any injuries from their core players? Because now they're shallow. They don't have the depth that they once had. Michael Gallup is coming back from a real injury. He won't be ready. So can they sustain? Can they be effective? Can they win? That remains to be seen. But one thing that we know in recent history, something always goes wrong with the Cowboys. And the fact that Von Miller, the guy that's the horse whisperer, the guy that went and leaned over to Aaron Donald and said, you have to be more vocal. Mm-hmm. And then you see Aaron Donald says, crown me, king me, ring me. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to come there for a discount, and you let him out? You let him out of that? Like, you let him walk out of your door for Dante Fowler? Are you kidding me? And now you're going to depend on DeMarcus Lawrence, who's been injured and hurt for the last couple of years? So one thing I'm sure of is that I'm unsure about the Dallas Cowboys and where they're going in the future.
All right. So you're unsure about them. And obviously about the head coach.
They're not the best team in the division anymore. I think by far, offensive line, defensive personnel, receiving core, pass rushing, that all belongs to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Ooh, all right. Well, we're going to talk about the Eagles coming up, but we do two-a-days on the Philadelphia Eagles in the next segment. But
that's almost like a tease.
It is like a tease. But first, let's continue, though. Just finish the thought on the Cowboys, because you bring up Dak. Our good friend Chris Canty put out a list, I believe it was last week, about the NFL's most overrated players.
Yep.
All right. On that list, he had Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley. He had Khalil Mack and Derwin James. But at the very top of his list, Dak Prescott. He's going to be 29 years old when camp opens next week.
Yeah.
He's you know, returned from the injury, which was good to see. But as you mentioned, he's got that $160 million deal. And his base after this season, I mean, goes up to 31. I mean, he's a $49 million cap hit next season. Is Chris Canty right? And are we looking at Dak as somebody that has been way overrated? Is he like you say about Derek Jeter? If he wasn't playing for the Cowboys,
well, exactly.
Maybe he wouldn't be a quarterback we talk about so much?
Well, we have these Madden ratings coming out. And when they get to quarterbacks, I don't think Dak Prescott would be in the top 10. I'd be surprised if he's in the top 15. Right? When you think about just what his ceiling is, maybe he's plateaued. You know, he was a guy that came in as a fourth-round draft pick, third-round draft pick from Mississippi State, and he's exceeded expectations. The second time that Jerry has found somebody, you know, before that it was Tony Romo that he found that became a franchise quarterback. But Tony was good, and he never kind of got over the hump, never won the big game. And I'm starting to think maybe this is the future of Dak Prescott. He's good. He can be. He can be like the best, a top five quarterback at times. But when he goes against somebody that is his equal, he's always on the wrong side of history. You know what I mean? So like when you think about, you know, the great season they had, lose to A.A. Ryan at home, then you lose to a physical football team. So now this team has lost some of its physicality and its grit and its edge. You know, losing Randy Gregory, the right side of the offensive line is gone, and they're trying to find it. I just think that, you know, at the end of the day, when we look at Dak Prescott, we're going to say that he was good. We know how we were talking about in basketball, stars and superstars.
Yep.
I think that he's just a star that gets elevated sometimes to superstar because of the team and organization that he plays for.
Okay, so over-under for the Cowboys, according to Caesar Sportsbook, is set at 10.5. Are you taking the over or the under?
I mean, I think I'll take the under. I think they win 9.
Wow.
I think they went 9, and I think they may find their way into the playoffs. Nah, you know what? Nah. Nope. I'm going. Nah. I don't see them as like the top 7 team, and because within their division, I don't think they're better than Philadelphia, so I don't think they're not better than Tampa Bay. They're not going to be better and finish with a better record than the New Orleans Saints. They're not going to have a better record than the Los Angeles Rams. They're not going to have a better record than the Packers as well. And, you know, the Cardinals, I think, you know, edge them out as well. They're going to be fighting, you know, for a wild card and maybe for the division if Jalen Hurts is not the truth.
And if they're at that point, they'll definitely be looking for a new head coach. All right, like I said, on our two-a-days as we continue them, Philadelphia Eagles, who Bart thinks is the better team in the NFC East.
Bart and Han.
You all right? It's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio.
Alan, can't you see?
What is this sampled from? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. Is it Gap Band? No. I know who it is. I know who it is. Everything Puffy did in the first 3 albums was sampled. Him and Mary J. Blige, all that stuff was sampled.
Yeah. But this is such a, like, the song itself, though.
Yeah, no, like I bet
it's
you
like
I have it on
my phone.
It's
a yacht rock song.
I can't think about it.
It's like a yacht rock song from Herb Albert.
Ah.
Yeah.
He did that when it was all a dream, too.
Yeah, whenever it comes on, you're just like, wait, I know this song. How do I know this song? Oh, yeah, it's Biggie.
And it's funny you be in a car and your mom starts singing the original. Like, what?
You hear it on the Muzak. Well, there's no words to it. It's an instrument. It's a trumpet, I think, or whatever. Yeah. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Spartan Hunt, Alan Hunt, Bart Scott. You know what? Colin's been waiting to talk some Knicks. Let's talk Knicks with Colin. How you doing, man?
What's up, Bartholomew Hollywood Hunt? How we doing?
Kuda
we good? What's up with you? Just staring at your watch, waiting for the trade to be announced?
No, I mean, a little quick about the point about the possible Donovan Mitchell trade. I don't think anybody right now, as it stands, can offer as much as the Knicks can. As that's the right. Things that I've heard is they don't want guys like R.J. Barrett or from the right. Heat.
They don't want Hero. They got to pay him
money.
Too.
Yeah,
they
want
you got to pay Hero. You got to pay RJ.
Yeah, right. They'll have to pay those guys. So pretty much as it stands, there's no one that's going to be close that can offer what the Knicks can offer. So I think the Knicks can wait them out and maybe, you know, two or three young guys. Mm-hmm. Four or five picks. If they want the maximum amount of picks we can offer, they got to take Fournier on top of it. But the other trade that was mentioned on my timeline last night that made me sick to my stomach was Russell Westbrook for Randall. That's a terrible move.
No, it's great. Oh, salary
no,
dough.
No, wait. Yeah, I was going to get to this in the 2 o'clock hour. But Mark Stein, who's covered the league for a long time, he's really, really plugged in reporter. He had that on one of his reports last night. And what he's saying is the potential of if they get Mitchell, then what they would do is make a trade or try to make a trade because Randall doesn't fit if you have two ball dominant guards. So you would help the Lakers get Westbrook off their hands because you just want to get him out of there. But then you buy him out, Colum. You don't keep him. He's on a 1 year. He's got 1 year left at 49. You eat the money, you buy him out, and you send Randall to the Lakers, and it just gives you some roster flexibility. We got to run right here, but we'll get back into it in the 2 o'clock hour.
Bart and Han.
Ah, yes. Music to so many ears of so many Eagles fans.
It's not like it's old college thing, man. Come on, man. That's wacky.
It's tradition.
I thought they replaced this with Meek Mill. Hold on, wait a minute. Come on, can we modernize the fight song?
If you answered a lot of questions about your contract, you come out here, you win this thing in three rounds.
So, we are now doing our two-a-days, Bart, and what we were doing with this one after talking about the Cowboys is we're talking about a team that you think is not only better than the Cowboys, but could be the best team in the NFC East, and that is the Philadelphia Eagles. Nick Sirianni now in his second year. And I will say this, that Sirianni comes in and he seemed like he was a fan who happened to get a chance to coach. Like the way he presented himself publicly was very much that. And in the beginning, I thought, man, this ain't going to last. Like this wears out with some pros. Like they don't like that act.
Yeah.
But I thought he did it. You got to tip your cap. He had that team, and you always give credit to Howie Roseman, who just knows how to build a roster. But I thought Sirianni did a really good job maneuvering this season to a point where it was, okay, Jalen Hurts is our guy.
Yeah.
We're going to run the ball. This is what the players want. And they became a good team. But now how good can they be after some of the moves they made? I mean, they obviously go out and they make that move to get A.J. Brown, and that's a big move for them.
Yeah.
What can they be?
I mean, I think they have all the recipes to be one of the most dominant teams, right? Because they can win ugly, and if they have to, they can air it out. I mean, you know, I think we almost forget, you know, how great of a college player Devontae Smith was, and he was a rookie, and now he doesn't even have to be the savior anymore. He's mm-hmm. the number two receiver, and the type of receiver that they have the finesse, Rodney Harrison Marvin Harris type of receiver and Devonta Smith, but now they have the physical guy and those type of elements and weather that can run through guys. I mean, you saw A.J. Brown. He was throwing Marlon Humphreys from the Ravens around, who's one of the best corners in the game. And then guess what? Still sharpened steel. Because guess what? Now, when they go into practice, guess what the 101 is going to look like? It's going to be Bradbury if he can get back to form. But it's going to be big play Slay over there. They have two of the top corners. Now they have a tandem of corners. So now they can take some time off. You know, this is a deep team, and they can bludgeon you to death. Like, how about having this as an option? One, like, and A.J. Brown fits way more than just the fact that he's a receiver that can take it to the house. He can run slants. You know, he can go run past you. But, man, in the running game, have you seen this dude arms? I know we don't give him the same credit for being a phenom, a physical freak, because he's not as tall as DK Metcalf. But when they was both next to each other, he was just a couple inches shorter. But he had all the protein in them guns. So he is a guy that can set the tone and get that edge for you when you got that little ass corner out there looking at them guns oiled up with what we call the LBG. He's one of the only receivers in the league that can wear the LBG, the linebacker grease.
Oh,
the
LBG
linebacker grease.
Tell me about the linebacker grease.
Wait, man, if you ever look at every, it's linebacker grease. When you go out there, you know it's cold, but you know you got the guns, and it's intimidating. So you get those high shoulder pads where you can see the bottom of the top of the shoulder, and you see that cut right there. That's when they know, oh, shucky ducky, we in for a long day. And these dudes don't even care about the weather. They out there with Vaseline on their arms, and that's it. You see that, man. We call that the LBG. You know, we always wore that with the Ravens. He can wear the LBG. This dude
is there a benefit to LBG, or is it just for looks?
It's for intimidation. It's intimidation. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all got tires, right? When you put that Armor All on it, how them tires look?
Oh, you do the spray foam.
Absolutely.
The tire wet?
Yeah. Listen, Fletcher Cox, right? So now they have two great guys on the outside, but how are you going to run on this team? They got Fletcher Cox in the middle. They got Jordan Davis. This dude is 6'6", 350.
And you love
just
him.
Play for a great team. It won a national championship. Then they got his pissed off little mini-me, N'Kobe Dean, who fell in the draft. So now you got a sideline to sideline, smaller, undersized linebacker that can just put up numbers because he's sideline to sideline.
Yeah. Real quick. Over under is 8.5 from season.
Man,
you going
10,
over.
They went in 10-11, son.
So you really gonna, you believe in
man,
the Eagles?
Man, they are going to be throwing people out the club and checking IDs. If you ain't 21, you getting thrown out the club. Dillard, I mean, they got the best, most physical offensive line I've seen in a long time, man.
Mm. If you're an Eagles fan, you love everything that Bart just said. Now he's going to make you mad. Next.
Bart and Han.